Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about the topic of procrastination. Mm-hmm. And Catherine found a really terrific article that came out March 19th, 2018 in Time magazine. And it's called The Real Reason You Procrastinate. And I would look that up. The writer is by Andrew Santella, S-A-N-T-E-L-L-A. Mm-hmm. I actually had to read this. It's short. I had to read it several times because it was so deep and I wanted to understand every single word he was saying.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Therapist, because this is deep.
It is. So he does a great job of describing some of the research that's been done in a particular phenomenon called self-handicapping, right? And the idea that procrastination is not so much about being lazy or lacking motivation. In fact, it's a strategy for intentionally sabotaging your own efforts.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the part I had.
Worse.
I know. I had to just keep reading it.
Yeah.
So it really, there's a part of your brain that will actually self-handicap you.
Right.
For fear of failure.
For fear of not meeting your own expectations.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting that you're not as competent as you want to be or think you should be. And so you actually thwart yourself by procrastinating. And then you can say, if you do it the last minute, well, I could have done better, but I didn't give myself enough time.
Right.
That's part of it.
You're trying to justify your procrastination behavior with something else.
Right. Well, you caused it. I mean, is what he's saying is that you actually caused it so that you give yourself an excuse. You give yourself an out.
That's right.
Like, I am sure everyone I sent this article to hasn't read it. They're procrastinating on even reading it.
Someone I sent it to said he'd read it the next time he procrastinated.
Yeah. Exactly. That kind of thing.
That's
right. So, I think this notion is amazing that the brain can actually do that. So it can set you up to fail, but protects you by giving you an out. I mean,
that's right.
I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. We're very complicated.
Yeah.
The brain is very complicated. Yeah, so it protects your sense of self-competence because you didn't give yourself enough time, because you didn't give it your full effort, then whatever you produce is good enough. Mm-hmm. You're still capable of greatness, but you just haven't had the chance to show that yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find this really deep. Like, I don't suffer from this, but I have to say the times that I have, I completely relate to this.
Yes,
that
me too.
Underneath it always was I wasn't really sure how to do it.
Right.
I didn't think I could do a good enough job.
Yeah.
And then something usually steps in. My brain somehow, shows me where to go to figure it out, or it gives me some idea of, and then I do it and I go, I could have figured that one out. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
But I think there are people that maybe that doesn't step in. I don't know. What happens?
Well, I think that, what you're talking about actually, which is the best antidote to procrastination, is that you take whatever the goal or the item is in hand and you start to break it down.
Right.
Like, okay, well, this is what I need to do initially.
Right.
And in fact, that is the way to disarm this fear, because the fear is you've got this big, lofty goal, right? Like, I'm going to write a book or publish something or create a masterpiece. And it's that lofty goal that you're afraid you can never do.
Well, when you break it down. It may not even be that big, but to you it's big.
That's right.
Right.
It may just be something your boss is asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Produce a decent PowerPoint, whatever it is, right? You may not, if you look at the end goal.
It seems big.
Exactly. Right. So when you break it down, you can do anything a little bit for a short period of time. Start working on it. But I think like one of the statistics that Santella mentioned was that they did a study of students who were more likely to put off preparing for a test when they were told it was a meaningful test. Mm-hmm. Then they were, when the test didn't count, they actually studied for it.
Yeah, so that's really interesting.
Wow.
So you don't procrastinate when it's not important.
Yeah.
Because there's no pressure.
Mm. Yeah. I think there's no pressure.
Matter.
And maybe there's even more pleasure in studying it. I mean, it probably counted some, but not in a large fashion. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. Terribly important.
So a procrastinator somebody who tends to procrastinate probably procrastinates worse at work where the stakes are higher.
Yes.
According to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and probably procrastinates more in the most important areas of their job. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure our listeners can relate to this. I know it's interesting. I mean, I think Kathy and I are so lucky that we've co-authored mm-hmm. so many books because
on our own
left to my own devices it would have been the slow boat
right.
But we were able to hold each other accountable right. And that's one of the things that can thwart procrastination.
Well, you know, that due date loomed right. also mm-hmm. by the publishers
right mm-hmm.
But still,
are there certain personality types that have a higher propensity to
procrastinate? I actually think the people who have the highest standards for themselves can be the worst mm. procrastinators, mm. like perfectionistic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you were mentioning before you have a number of friends who are artists.
Right. I have a lot of creative friends who are artists or musicians, and I find that within that community, a lot of procrastination is very prevalent, and it's a lot of, well, yeah, I'm working on the same project for 6 months,
yeah.
or they just... always have difficulty launching or getting something off the ground and mm-hmm. networking
yeah.
and reaching out to curators or spaces. Mm-hmm. They just
right.
end up procrastinating.
Because
really.
They're afraid that, right, they won't get it.
Right, they won't yeah. get it. They won't succeed.
It's yeah. not good enough. They'll be rejected right. or their work will be rejected.
Right, right. And a lot of, not in all schools, but in, you know, a lot of art schools too, there's people that say that, you know, your work isn't good
yep.
or,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know, why are you doing this? So I don't
yeah.
know if that's maybe ingrained even earlier on in their minds, but I just think that that's really interesting.
Well, I think whenever, you know, your work is a creative expression of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that the rejection is not just about
it's not
the
just
work.
It's personal.
It's personal.
Right.
Yeah.
That the stakes are higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the loss is greater. So
yes.
yeah.
I understand that.
Right.
Well,
right.
and the same is true for business owners. When we would run
mm-hmm.
business groups,
mm-hmm.
that same idea, right? Because suddenly your business is you and
mm-hmm.
you
right.
identify with everything it does or doesn't
mm-hmm.
do. We had so many people who just could not pull the trigger in terms of taking the steps they needed to take to
yeah.
really
mm-hmm.
launch.
Mm-hmm.
It's too scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's also time and energy.
Yeah.
And I guess the fear of that I wasted all that time and energy for something to not work could potentially be discouraging for people to even take
yeah,
it off the
Yeah, so there's a thing called rejection resilience that I think is part of what you have
so
to
do. So fun. All seems very like cyclical, though. It's just...
Yeah, one thing leads to another. But I think that that's the thing you have to develop. And if you are one of these procrastinators, one thing you could know is you probably have very high standards. That's
mm-hmm.
a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to find a way to cut through your fear of disappointing yourself or not reaching your potential.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What would some tactics that you would do, Kathy? Because I know you're great at coaching people through their procrastination.
Yeah, I mean, I have several clients that I keep accountable, and
yeah.
they, you know, I break it down. We break down whatever it is they have to do into as small as pieces as we can,
mm-hmm.
and then they have to, you know, what we call is bookending. They will tell
yeah.
me early in the morning that this is what they're going to do, and then at the end of the day, have to tell me what they did.
Right.
right.
And that sometimes helps them, and the fact that it's been broken down, all of a sudden they realize in a week they got somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one tactic. Some people don't need to bookend. They just need it broken down.
Yeah.
Right.
I think action partners can be good, too.
Yes, that's a good
right?
idea.
Where
mm-hmm.
you find someone else who's trying to achieve something or
mm-hmm.
reach some place, perhaps with their career or develop a certain skill, and you hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Make short-term goals and hold each other accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So I, you know, if you suffer from this, it's really worth reading the article and read it five times the way I had to, because it's so deep, it's hard to grasp what he's saying. But, you know, I think most people have a form of this.
Yeah, I think procrastination is part of the human experience. And so what you have to measure is, am I procrastinating on the things that matter to me? Mm-hmm. And am I therefore robbing myself of the possibility of certain accomplishments and mm-hmm. a certain kind of fulfillment? And if that's true for you, really at the bottom line, what we're saying here is it's fear that stops you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the fear that you won't be as great as you want to be. It's the fear that other people won't appreciate your work and your works of art. And so to get support around that fear, to be able to help yourself with your own anxiety and fears of failure, is a great way to move around it.
Yeah.
That's it. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And don't wait on your best projects.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.